Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Well, hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a wonderful show today. A show that's about you and for you, those of you that work hard for your money, but you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. So you can work because you want to, not because you have to. Where it's all about creating freedom, prosperity, and cash flow today so you can be with those you love and do that which you love. And it's totally about debunking all of the mainstream financial crap that you've been taught that's just not true. It just does not do the duty. It does not make it work. And so we're excited to have you on because you're not just about your own freedom here, but you're a rippler in the sense that you want to help create freedom for yourself and your family, but also help bless the lives of others too with your prosperity. So it's not just about making money and being comfortable. So grateful to have you guys on. You guys are wonderful. I love that you're sharing this and you're talking about it. And man, you guys are just amazing. You really are. And you inspire me every day. And I love those of you who've reached out to me. And a lot of you guys, you've been in perfect situations where you actually light me up in the sense that, you know, I can see where we can create hope for you or even greater hope than what you expect. And so thanks so much for reaching out to me. Again, if you have any questions, you can always shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, or go to our website, moneyripples.com, to message me there too. So today I want to talk about the decision, a decision that I made, one single decision, and really, in truth, it's multiple small decisions that led to this really $1 million-plus benefit. And so I was thinking back, and in fact, I was talking to somebody recently. We were out to lunch, and they were talking about just things that I did and kind of my journey, you know, because, I mean, obviously, like, I've been in business for 17 years, but really, I feel like the best parts of that have been in the last almost seven, you know, since I've launched Money Ripples. And then some of the hardest times I've gone through has been during that time. I've had hard times before, but definitely I went through a lot. There's a lot of struggles along the way. You know, it wasn't like things were perfect. There's a lot of times I felt lonely. Several times I wanted to quit my business because I didn't know if anybody even cared, if anybody was even listening. Even when I was doing the show in the beginning, I was wondering if anybody even would notice I would disappear, you know? And that kind of discouragement would come up from time to time. And, you know, and despite all that and going through divorce 4 years ago and all this kind of stuff, right? I mean, all those kind of things, as hard as they were, that bitterness makes the sweetness so much better, doesn't it? You know, when you go through those bitter things in life, when the good things happen, you're more grateful for it. You appreciate it more. You're in a more humble place than this just feeling entitled, you know? And so I was thinking about a decision I made. You know, it was actually early on. It was about 2014. You know, I'd already had Money Ripples launched for over a year by that point. Or actually, it was probably just about a year, in fact. I think it was actually end of 2013, to be exact. And so, you know, I was about a year into Money Ripples, just brand new. I'd reconnect with various different people. I had a 2-year non-compete, so I was being very careful. I was trying to find new relationships or contacts, or maybe even old relationships that I had that maybe I thought, you know, just at least creating a friendship there would create connections. And one of my friends, Woody Woodward, he's done some different things in business and whatnot. He actually had reached out to me. He said, "Hey, Chris, you know, like, I think it was first by email." He actually emailed me first. He said, "Hey, Chris, you know, we're actually looking to do this book with a guy named John Lee Dumas, who does Entrepreneur on Fire, and Tim Ferriss, the 4-Hour Workweek guy." And I thought, cool. That's awesome. One, because John Lee Dumas, I'd actually been sharing his stuff. I even like messaged him here and there on Facebook, but you know, I didn't really get much of the time of day from him, you know? There wasn't really much of a response from him other than, "Yeah, share that. Cool. Thanks, man." You know, that was it. When I would talk about getting on his show, it was crickets. And so I thought, okay, you know, it's not a full book, but I don't like writing full books anyways. It's pretty much contributed chapter to this book about your experience and everything, right? And it would be part of this like Entrepreneur on Fire, you know, branding. And then Tim Ferriss, of course, would be kind of the lead in, kind of the big hitter, the name on that book, which Tim I'd met years prior to that too. So I thought, cool, like two great guys that I would not mind being associated with. And so the guy, you know, so Woody said, okay, well, to do that, the investment's $2,000. With that, you get 200 books. So you're basically buying books at cost at 10 bucks a book. And I thought, okay, all right. You know, things were picking up. Like I hit, you know, hit $100,000 just before that point, you know, for that year. But I was like, you know, I mean, money was definitely not, you know, huge. It wasn't like flowing in. So $2,000 wasn't a small decision at that time. And so I thought like, well, is it worth it? I thought, and someone just told me, you know, go for it. And so I did, you know, I thought worst case, I could sell these books and make my money back. Right. You know, cause they were going to sell for like 15, 20 bucks a book. So I thought, okay, fine, great. You know, so let's do this. And so, you know, they, you know, Woody set up the time, they recorded me, they did an audio recording so we could transcribe the book. And when all was said and done, you know, he's like, okay, great. You know, we're going to have our person transcribe it for you. And then we'll come back and edit this and everything will be done. So is there anything I can do for you, Chris? Now, this is a key question that when you get this, people give different responses. And I hope you take advantage of it. When someone says, is there anything I can do for you? Don't say, no, not really. Or, you know, I'm good, thanks. But I mean, really think about it and say, well, what do I want? And it might be something simple, right? It could just be, hey, you know what? Like, you know, just, like I told somebody that said that, they're like, hey, anything I can do for you, Chris? I said, hey, promote my show. Like, I love it, you know, and he's like, great, I'm already doing it. I'm like, cool, all right. You know, so in this case with Woody, when he asked that, I already knew what I wanted. And I said, you know what? I've been trying to reach out to John Lee Dumas for a while. Could you actually help me get on a show? He said, oh, yeah, man, that's easy. Like, we're good friends, so not a problem. He's like, I'll send an email right now. He sent an email, and I kid you not, a half hour later, I got a response from John saying, hey, let's get you on the show. I'm 4 months booked out, but let's do it. So that was in November, right, of 2013. Our recording was for February 2014. So it was like, yeah, about 3 months out. And the show was supposed to air in March, right? Well, you know, finally, 3 months later comes around, you know. I mean, I think we got the books by that point, or maybe we were pretty close to being done around that same time. And, you know, it comes time to record the show. I recorded with John, and I was like, okay, cool. That was a good show. Well, the next day I get an email from John saying, Chris, I feel bad. I don't know why, but yours and one other interview I did didn't record properly. So we're gonna have to do it again. You know, like, oh man, I waited 3 months for this. And now like I've been waiting for this. And so he said, no problem. We'll get it recorded. We'll keep the same date. We'll just do the recording in a few weeks. And so we did. And here's the thing I had to tell myself. I had to say, you know what? This is going to be even better. And so I did. So the next one, it was actually felt so good. I did fist pump when it was done. I was like, yes, that was awesome. That was great. And you know what? Within 48 hours when it aired, my list grew by leaps and bounds, you know, from that one episode. It was huge. Now, granted, you got like a 500,000 downloads per episode. That can definitely have an effect, you know, even if just a teeny percentage, which is what it was, a small percentage would actually pull the trigger and went to my site. But that was really cool. Now, that's not all, right? There's more. Now, there's people that follow me from that. Now, a few years later, I thought, you know what? I'm a different person now. I have more confidence. I'm going to reach back out to John again because what happened is from that show, that one show, that and even just from that connection, that $2,000, yeah, I sold some of those books and made a lot of my money back. But with the clients I got from that one show, just from, you know, there's a few hundred people that opted in and there's a few people that became clients as a result. I made over $30,000 from that one show. So I thought, that's a great ROI. Let's do that again. And so a few years later, it was about 2015. I reached out to him. I said, hey, John, let's do this again. It's been a while. He said, yeah, man, that'd be great. Hey, you know, there's a whole process you have to go through. Here's my assistant. She'll take you through it. So it's even harder this time to get through, but luckily, you know, he connected me with her and she gave me the, you know, the links and everything to do and all the hoops he had to jump through. And the last hoop was, hey, well, we noticed that even though you're part of this group, you're not actually, you haven't bought these journals. So you need to buy $600 worth of journals to get on this show. And to me, that was a no-brainer because I knew what $2,000 did. I'm like, $600, not a problem. So I did. I bought $600 worth of journals, which, by the way, I still have a bunch of them, you know, bought a bunch of these journals and then got on the show. But this time around, I promoted my podcast instead because I figured, hey, these guys are podcasters. Why not refer to my podcast? And so I did. And the cool thing is then my numbers doubled on my podcast as a result of that show. And I felt I did a better job. Like I was at a different place. You know, I was more experienced and more confident, you know, or more relaxed too. So I did that. It was awesome. Now here's what's cool from that show, because, what happened now is that, you know, people started listening. I had people reach out. There's more people that came. So I made more money again, you know, where I made clients from that. But the best part came from, you know, connecting with a guy named Lane Kawaoka, which I think some of you guys know. You might be following his podcast too. He heard me on that show. I don't know how, because there's, again, thousands of episodes on that show, right? I mean, he does daily podcast episodes. But he heard my show and he said, hey, I thought you were great. Can you do some cash flow stuff for me, for my group? So that was August of 2015. Did a podcast with him about cash flow. And it just happened to throw out, I don't know why it came up. It just kind of came out of my mouth, or just it related to the topic somehow. I said, yeah, you can even double dip your investment returns. You can get your money paying you twice, you know, with using life insurance strategies. And it was enough that intrigued him. He said, oh, I think we need to do a separate podcast episode on that. And so we did a separate podcast episode. I think it was like a few months later. I think it was in October when we did that one. And for him, it was actually personally for him, it was like a big, kind of a big thing, you know, like just like it was really asking a question for himself. So it was a perfect interview because it was the same questions that everybody else would be asking. So he was asked for himself, right? And it was a great episode. It was late at night, but I didn't care. It was fun. Well, a week later, he connects me with another guy named Buck Joffrey, which some of you guys might know as well. I've had him on my show. He connected me with him. And then eventually, months down the road, like I connected Buck with another life insurance agent, but then he came back to me. At that point, I was already at the, you know, December 2016, you know, flash forward here. I was kind of at the point I was already able to be retired, right? But I was getting bored. And Buck came to me just soon after that because, you know, it's kind of like when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Buck came to me soon after that and he said, hey, I need you. I need you to teach my people. Not this other guy you refer me to. He's great, but I need someone like you to explain it because nobody does it quite like you. And I thought about it for months. And then finally, after he bugged me enough, I said, all right, I'll do it. Just as long as it doesn't destroy my lifestyle. I don't want to, you know, don't want to be working overtime hours or anything like that, or even full-time hours. And he said, hey, that shouldn't be a problem, but, you know, as long as you've got systems in place, I said, I do, not a problem. So, you know, we started doing stuff together, and that was, you know, 2017. And I'll tell you, between that and other people that have come to me, you know, that have been following me, some of you guys probably have been following me for years, don't even remember how, you might have come through the Entrepreneur on Fire, the EO Fire show, right? And I'll tell you, like, since that day up till now, just that one decision to buy, you know, a couple hundred books, you know, to be a part of a project that did take a little bit of work and took some effort and some little commitments to saying yes along the way. That alone, that one decision alone, factored by other ripple effects, had created over $1 million of business for me and counting. It still keeps going. There's an exponential ripple that's coming from this. And I'm not talking about this to brag at all, because there's nothing really to brag about. There's so many more people that make more money than that, you know, than $1 million. There's people that have done stuff that have made tens of millions of dollars, you know, so I'm not bragging or anything. But the point I want to drive home is this, is that our life are made up of small little decisions every day. Decisions that we make all the time. And sometimes they might seem insignificant, just like, you know, making that little mention on Lane's podcast. I mean that ripple effect from that one thing alone was well over $500,000 and counting, you know, just from what I was able to create from that little mention about life insurance, right? I mean, it's crazy, but those things, when you start to, one, follow your intuition, like really go with your gut and go with what your heart's saying to do. And even if it seems scary, even if scarcity is trying to tell you don't do it, or trying to make excuses, or you're trying to give into fear, I'm here to tell you that that's not worth giving into. Because at the end of the day, or really at the end of our lives, are we really going to be talking about, I shouldn't have done that? I mean, even all the mistakes I've made financially that cost me, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not over, well, really over $1 million, right? On the opposite extreme, right? You know, even those kind of decisions, still, if it weren't for those decisions I had made, I wouldn't have learned and created some wisdom from that. You know, I wouldn't have gained that experience that I can pass on to others. So when you're thinking about, you know, decisions you're making today, it might seem small. It might not seem big, and you might have to wait a long time. I mean, think about it. This is really like a five, you know, really almost a 5-year in the making type of thing, you know, really over 4 years. But over those 4 years, that ripple effect that it creates, and especially as you grow and progress, it can be massive, really massive. You don't know what the outcome could look like. You really don't. In fact, the likelihood is you're probably underestimating what the outcome could be from those little decisions. Now, I'm not saying you say yes to everything. I'm not saying that at all, because those could also cost you money too. Sometimes saying yes to the wrong things means you say no to the right things. But be open. Be willing to try something new. Be willing to try something that might stretch you a little bit, that might even stretch your faith. And you might say, man, I'm running on faith fumes because I'm running on empty. There's the E light is on, on that gas gauge there, the faith gauge. And it's running on empty, and I'm just running on fumes, hoping I can make it to that next gas station. But I'm telling you, those are the very times that for myself in my life, that's when I've seen the biggest blessings. That's when I've seen the biggest rewards. So anyways, you know, I'm just sharing this with you because if anything, it hopes it inspires faith that there is always a ripple effect. That as W. Clement Stone says, is that little hinges swing big doors. Little hinges swing big doors. And remember that those little things that you do, sometimes the seemingly small or insignificant things can make a massive difference in your life. So I hope you take this to heart today. I want you to create that ripple effect for yourself, your family, and for those around you. Because when you're blessed, when you're prosperous, others can prosper too. When you're free, others can become liberated as well. So I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.